And God said, Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Pastor Pinda is a pastor of a Loyalty House International Middleburg, which is a part of the United Denomination, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. His mission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead throughout the world. Pastor Pinda has a passion for soul winning and church planting. Be ready for a supernatural encounter as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord for a minute.
Ask God to speak to you. It's a special Sunday. It's a special service in the month of April, where we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands and pray and say, Father, please speak to me this morning. Holy Spirit, we are gathered here in your presence. Speak to us, oh God, we ask you. God is going to touch you in a special way. God is going to minister to you in a special way. Father, I did not come here to hear men, but to hear from you. I did not come here to see a pastor, but to see you. I did not come here to think about my problems, but to set my gaze on you. You are the one I want, Lord. You are the one I need, Lord. I want to experience your power in my life. I want to experience your grace in my life. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are merciful. We ask you as a church, oh God, that you would build us up in our most holy faith. Fill our spirits, oh God, once again. We are hungry for your power. We are hungry for your presence. As Moses said, I cannot go without your presence. Baba, sin you ever born. Son of Baba, I see come. Bring us close to you, O Lord. Somebody pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Let this be your earnest cry. I am tired of doing church. I'm tired of doing religion. I want to experience the power of God. I want to revive my life and my faith. I used to believe, but I don't believe anymore. I used to be on fire, but I'm not on fire anymore. This is your chance to reignite your love for God. This is your chance to reignite your passion for God. Izando shagataba ilabo indakaba azume kaba azida kaba iyasunge baba baba oshala baba zande baba baba oshaga baba baba alombo sanda kore izando shaga baba baba abante sagatale baba baba baba. The Spirit of God is filling someone. Father, we want your fire to burn within us once again. We want your anointing to burn with us in us once again, Lord. Fill us, O Holy Spirit. Oh, church, lift up your voice and praise. Sanda baba iyakando sanda baba shaga baba baba sanda iyakala baba sanda baba baba. You used to read your Bible, but you have stopped. You used to pray, but you have stopped. Iyasinda tarabo shaga. Ask God, Lord, fill me once again, Lord. Iyasanda tarabo shaga tamae. You used to pray. You used to pray for people who are sick, and they would get healed, but you are not doing it anymore. You used to serve in church, but you don't do it anymore. Pray.
Lift up your hands, close your eyes and focus on Jesus. This is not a religious gathering. This is not another activity in your life. You have come here to have an encounter with God. And we are saying, Holy Spirit, without you we cannot have an encounter with God. Jesus, we thank you. As we sing Yeshua and we say, God, thank you for giving us Jesus. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Thank you, Father. Sins of the cross, Jesus, Son of God. Thank you, Father, for gathering us in your church in Middle. Thank you, Father, for anointing us for such a time as this. Thank you for your blessing and thank you for your grace that is upon us. Yours is the kingdom, Lord, and yours is the power. We pray, Lord, that your kingdom may come on our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm about to answer a very important question.
a very important question. That you have the question in your mind, but you have not asked your pastor the question. But it's a question that bothers every Christian, even unbeliever. I'm about to answer that question. Hallelujah. I'm about to answer a very important question. And I need you to take out your notebook. Just for today. I know usually you don't write notes. Today, I am asking you to write notes. Because this will help you. Hallelujah. Have you taken out your notebook? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Should I preach? Should I try to preach? Should I talk? I should preach. Now, how many of you have come for prayer before? Let's say you are looking for a job, and then you are many, and then you are amongst the people who don't get the miracle. Raise your hand. You are amongst the people, during the people, in the people, amongst the people, with the people, for the people. How many of you have been sick before and it was a service where people were getting healed and you were one of the people who was not healed? How many of you have received a prophecy before that never came true? It's pain in you. I'm about to answer that question. Why? The why and how you can overcome. Yes, I'm about to. That's why I'm saying it's one of the most important sermons I'll ever preach to you in your existence. Yes, yes. How many of you have been looking for something from God? You want the thing, and you know someone else who wants the thing, and you pray with the other person. The other person gets the thing and you don't get it. You need a bursary and you are praying with your friend to get a bursary. He is not even a serious Christian. And at the summary of the whole thing is that you didn't get it and the person got it. And they are chasing your address. He's Eddie. This one is based on a true story. You can see how emotional he is. It's based on a true story. How he was changed from race and someone got the place. When he was the Christian prayer. Yes. Yes. I was there at some point in my life where I was in church praying for people. My church members were testifying that they got jobs. And I was still in a graduate program. I couldn't get a job. The one who is praying, and my wife was unemployed. If you have not been a Christian for long, and you are surprised about our discussion, don't worry, it's coming. These questions will come. And you see, we get to a point where we ask ourselves, number one, did we sin? Did we disobey God somewhere? Somehow? Yes. What is the what is missing? Then you progress to a point where you go on a fast. You like eating mara because of your problem. We find that you are not eating. All of a sudden, outside you went. And you fast, you even become thin like this guy. You stand up. You become slim like this guy. You see that he has a natural six-pack. It's empty. We see you losing weight. We think it's Herbalife. But you are fasting, you are praying. At the end, nothing. Sometimes the person you are fasting for is in the house. It's the guy that is in the house. As you are fasting and praying, it's becoming worse. Yes. Sometimes you pray for a headache and after that a stomach ache starts. Sometimes you pray for marriage and the one you think must marry you damns you.
Like the minute you start progressing, you see, Baba, ngicela umshado.
That is the time the person decides that I think this will not work. Yes. And you see, even though you don't say it, you have the question in your mind. Why? And as you are in that problem, someone who's not a Christian starts testifying about the thing you want. It always happens like that. You want a car. Someone who doesn't even go to church or even pay tithes comes and tells you that, look at my nice car. And it's the car you want, by the way. It's the house that you want. Yes. Sometimes it's uthandazela abantwana bakho. Uyababona bayamoshakala. Mabaye sonfeni baphuma endleleni. And it brings questions to all of us. My pastor preached a very powerful message, but why doesn't the message work for me? My pastor laid hands on me. How come the laying of hands didn't work for me? My pastor declared that everyone is getting married this year. Not even a fly has proposed. How come that declaration doesn't work? We read a scripture. I felt the scripture entering into me. How come the scripture is useless? I have not seen results. And I always say to people, you see, people don't pray not because they don't want to pray. They don't pray because they don't get results. Yes, that's the truth. If you are getting results, you pray every day. You, if you get results, you see that you pray every day. Your lack of prayer is because there are no results. Even your appetite to come to church is not a lot like it used to be before, because you have believed 2022, you believe God for something. Yeah. Even the pastor came and put oil on your head and you felt it burning. After, and you put in an envelope. After that, the thing never happened. Don't act as if you don't know these things. These things happen. And for me, as a Christian and as a pastor, I have always wondered that why. So it started with my own personal journey, where I saw that I was praying for people that were getting jobs. I was asking, so me, why am I not getting the job? Because I'm a pastor. I'm praying most. If my prayer doesn't work, why are the people getting jobs then if my prayers don't work? You know, the oddest things that I've ever seen happen. A person who's crippled came to church, drunk. Very drunk. Strong. And we are about to every day, not some days. Every day is that type of a person. He came to church, crippled. And he came forward. And there was a shepherd and other people next to him. And when I prayed, the shepherd and the other serious Christians never got healed. The drunkard, he threw away his crutches and started to walk. When I asked him after church, so what are you going to do after this? He said, I'm going to drink nicely. Before I would take time to get to the shebeen. But after your prayers, my pastor, I will go there nicely. While I had someone who was a serious Christian and a shepherd next to the person, still sick. And lo and behold, next week Sunday, he came after church holding beers and saying, ah, pastor, we are both with him, sahambagash. And I'm drinking nicely. And it worried me. I became worried that why? Ask your neighbor why. Do
you want to know why? Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think you are sure.
100%.
You want to know the answer?
Yes.
John chapter 1. Verse 12. Maybe start from, go back a bit. 10. I want you to read. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 11.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Go back to verse 10. Change it to NLT. Start. 1, 2, 3, go. So the first problem is recognition.
Yeah.
An inability to recognize a solution. You see, sometimes a solution is placed before you, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
Most of us, when there is a solution in front of us, we can't see the solution. It says the problem that they have is that he created the world. But the world did not what? Recognize or even acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in a particular way. You see, a lot of people, let's say we are using Jesus as an example. A lot of people saw Jesus as Joseph's son. Mary's son. The brother of Bo James. They never recognized him for what he was. They never recognized him for what he was. You see, if the three of you are standing here, you see me as pastor, you know, who listens to your problems. You see me as a healer. You see me as someone who provides, who can help you financially. That is how we are going to receive your miracles. Because you see, that the person who is going to do the miracle is not the pastor. It's the spirit that is in the person, which is the spirit of God. But what channels the spirit of God is how you receive the vessel that is standing in front of you. So, to some, when they see a vessel, they see someone who will help them overcome their sins. And those people overcome their sins through the advice of the person, and through the preaching, and the prayers, and the prophecies of the person. But those who see the person, let's say we are super. Vele lo muntu utaba inkinga. An inability to recognize a solution will cause you not to receive a solution. So sometimes you are the one who needs the prayer. You come forward. It's a pastor who's preaching, praying. You need healing, but you do not recognize the person as a healer.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus, he asked them, who do you say I am? How do you classify me? He asked them, that, how do you classify me? Where do you classify me? What am I to you? Then they started to give answers. And when you look at the answers in Matthew chapter 16, they were different. Until Peter said that thou art the Christ, the Son of what? The living God.
And because of how Peter received Jesus, Jesus made a declaration on Peter. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not what? Prevail. That's why Peter, after he backslid, after he denied Jesus, and he went back fishing, he came back. What made him to come back was that prophecy, that upon this revelation, that you recognize that I am the Son of God, I will build my church. That's why when you go to Acts, you see that the leader of the church is who? Peter. Because of how he received what? Jesus. So we have a problem of recognition. You can't be in church and not recognize who is preaching, and not recognize who is teaching, and not recognize the word of God in the church. Church has become like religion. Yes, religiously so. I can tell you now. You see, if you go to a church where you suspect the man of God of something, you can't continue being in the church. You are not going to receive a thing. And when you don't receive a thing, you will say that this is not a man of God. No, that is not the problem. Your issue is what? Recognition. Recognition. So you should ask yourself, who is that person who is preaching to you? Our founder, who is he to you? If you cannot say who is he to you, you will benefit nothing. I son from Inaling Sebendel, you have a problem of recognition. It's better sometimes to shift to a church where you recognize. I would advise you. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you. The church is quiet. I'm solving your problem. Am I not solving your problem? So the first issue, somebody say recognition. Issue number two. Go to the next verse. I'm going to preach just now. I'm laying a foundation for you. He came to his own people and they what? Rejected him. The other thing is that the power and the grace of God can be rejected. People assume that if God wants to do something in their lives, automatically he will do it. It's not like that. It doesn't work that way. When you reject something, God will also take that decision with you. He will never force you. When you reject a vessel that God has provided to bless you, you are also rejecting the solution in the vessel. Because the solutions, God never rains solutions from heaven. I will assure you. The solutions are always in people. Your inability to recognize the people and also your mind to reject the people will mean that you will never get a solution. Your problem is solved, but the solution is in a person. It's like, let me give an example. Mangaya when it's bedlam. Ne, we are bedlam. And not recognize the doctor. When he wants to attend to you, you say, hey, you move away. I don't have any bananas. You want my food? Because you don't recognize that this is what? A doctor. And then the doctor comes with the nurses and with medication, and you what? Reject the doctor and his what? Medication. You will die. Not because there's no hospital, not because there's no medication, but you are rejecting the solution based on who is carrying the solution. Doesn't want me to preach. Today I'm not going to shout.
I said I'm going to preach the most important message for your life. Again, you want to know why. I'm telling you why. So, you, number one, you don't recognize. Number two, you will reject. You will reject. Then, but you see, if you follow, you fall under verse 12. It says, listen, verse 12. Go to verse 12. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become what? The children of God. Even though Jesus Christ has died for everyone, he has died for the whole world, not everyone's sins are forgiven. Why is that the case? Because they have not accepted a person. Because God puts solutions in what? People. That's why the Bible says that we have this treasure in what? Earthen vessels. It doesn't say the treasure is in an heavenly vessel. The treasure is on earth, in an earthly vessel. Hence, when he spoke about John the Baptist, he said this: this child is born for the rising and the falling of some. Some would rise by believing and some would fall by not believing. And solutions are in what? People. And how you receive them. Pastor, I don't believe it. You know, Pastor. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. Ask your neighbor. You don't believe it. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. Mark chapter 6, verse 5. I'm introducing what I'll be preaching for the rest of the month. Today is just an introduction. I'm going to answer. Today is not the answer to the question. I'm starting to answer the question. Verse 4. Go to verse 4. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor. But in his own what? Country. Among his own what? King. And in his own what? House. Now, what is the importance of honor? You see, we, whatever that we honor, that is what we desire. Like if you honor food, you're always thinking about food. You see that now as I'm preaching, you're thinking, Gota, Poloni. Because that is what you value. Whatever that you value dominates your heart. Whatever that you value dominates what? Your heart. What you do not value, it doesn't dominate your heart. And also, what you do not honor can never work for you. Whatever that you despise will never work for you. Pastor, I'm not sure whether I despise or I don't despise. Check whether the thing works for you or not. If it is currently not working for you, you despise it. Pastor, I've been working for 15 years. I have not received a promotion. I can tell you now, you despise supervisors. You don't need to come and tell me what is happening. I mean, I can tell you. I can prophesy. Pastor, I've been poor for some time. I can tell you, you despise rich people. If I can play a recording of you and how you speak about rich people, you will hear that you despise them. Yes. You despise your rich sister. You despise your rich cousin. Yes or no? Whatever that you despise, you will never see in your life. And whatever that you do not honor will never work for you. You are still quiet. I'm telling you, I'm not going to scream today. I want you to, are you listening to me? Are you sure?
Have you noticed that when you hate the person teaching the subject, you tend to fail the subject?
Ha, you are quiet.
Whatever that you despise, you can't see it in your life. People, you see, let me tell you this. The funny thing is this, and I want you to listen. People who need miracles are the first people to say miracles are fake when they watch on TV. The one who needs healing, when she's watching on TV, she said, "These people is you need healing, Mara. You are despising the miracles you are watching on TV. Everything is fake to you, except for a witch doctor. No, it's not true. This thing that says people were healed, no, it's not true. Lapo, you are suffering with high blood. You are wondering why are you not getting healed from high blood." Look at the comments that you make when you see miracles happening. What you despise can never be found in you. So, you know Satan is very smart. So when Satan knows that you need something, he will make people to come and make comments to you so that you despise the thing. You find a girl who wants to get married. Makes comments to other people that this thing of marriage, your husband is not serious. Your husband is stupid. I don't know why you married him. You are single and you are saying this. Not even half of a car will enter your house. And you will not understand why. You say, "Pastor, is there something wrong with me?" Yes, there's something wrong with you. Whatever that you despise, you will never see. Yes. So, Pastor, are you done preaching? Yes, I'm done. You understand what I mean. Now, I want you to take 1 minute. I'm just going to give you some room. Take 1 minute. What are the things that you despise? You, don't look at your neighbor. When, personally, what are the various things that you are despising? Who do you despise? Do you see that when you are poor, you don't despise poor people, you despise rich people? Don't you see that you always say about rich people, by Tichela? Is it not true? Girls who are beautiful, you say they think they know it all, they own the universe. Mothers who have successful children, you say that they think that their children are everything and they are perfect. Don't you say that? Satan is tricking you. Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own what? Country, in his own what? Kin, and his own house." Verse 5. I'm about to finish preaching. I told you I'm not going to shout. And he could then do what? Some. No. No mighty works. No mighty works. This was not a pastor. This was Jesus himself. He could not help the people. Because they what? Despise him. They despise him. That's why. Do you know a person who you should not help? Do you know a person you are wondering, "I'm a Christian. I should always do good. I should behave. You don't try to help everyone. Think about others." As Pastor said, do you know a person you should not help? Someone who despises you. Your help will turn into a curse. Someone who doesn't honor you, you can't help the person. Someone who doesn't honor you, you are trying to get a job for the person, you will see. Someone who doesn't honor you, you are telling the person, "You know, I have this nice brother, marry him." You are making a mistake. That's why, you know, one of the tests of marriage, you must collect the girl. When you fetch the girl and you talk to the girl, you first ask the girl, so how is your relationship with your father? Leslie Myers out. That useless man who never took care of me. Say, you see, some of you ladies, you are not married because that is how your mother commented about your father. And internally, you started to despise men in marriage. But you want to get married. And you are wondering, why are they not marrying you? Internally, you do not honor men. And what you do not honor will never come to you. I'm about to finish preaching. No. I'm going to give you one. You see, I want you to go and think about what I'm saying. All your areas of dishonor, you will see that you don't have all those things. How many of you dishonor rich people? Raise your hand. You usually say funny things. Be honest. Raise your hand. Be honest. Sometimes, yes, not always. Ushubamba stash. Sisters Haza. Raise your hand. Sometimes. Ask if your neighbor raises his hand, ask them, do you have money? Ladies, let's test. I'm about to finish preaching. I want you, raise your hand. If you usually make funny comments about men, because of your background, you don't know your father, raise your hand. Umcholo, umtrapa strong. I can prophesy. Umcholo is showing you flames. Even the illegal umcholo you are doing, that you started in grade 8. Ha! You have seen things. You are trying to make yourself. You are trying to pray. You are trying to fast. Mara, somehow, every time you choose a man, it's the wrong one. Because at some point in time in your life, you wrote, all men are dogs. All men are trash. And immediately in the realm of the spirit, every good man started being repelled by you. Go back to the status and delete it. And the sad part is that ungaze uze enkonzweni and even in church find trash. Somehow you are a trash attractor. Even if you change churches, you see that trash has found you. Huh? Oh yes. I'm about to finish preaching. You see, uSatan uhlakaniphile. Man angakufaka esontweni. Ube sesontweni for 15 years. And by the time you leave the church, there's nothing that has happened to you. And people have testimonies and testimonies. And you don't even have one. When it's time for us to call for testimonies, you get angry. Why are you angry? And you even say these people are pretending. Yeah. This is an exaggeration. Yeah. Is it necessary for you to come and share? Yeah. Ah! Yeah. dishonor. I am diagnosing your sickness. Next week I'm giving you solutions. Namhla, I'm here to tell you, what are you suffering? Dishonoritis. It's a disease. Please. The results have just come back. And according to my report, you are suffering from dishonoritis. The symptoms are lax in certain parts of your life. I'm about to finish with this last scripture. Are you still with me? My message is simple. Look at the next person and say, do you have dishonoritis? Can be passed from one generation to another, one friend to another, one shepherd to another, husband to wife. Hey! It is like COVID. When you pair yourself with someone who walks in dishonor, you see that God begins not to work for you. That's why sometimes you should stop watching videos and documentaries that make you dishonor. Again. What if your healing is not in a South African? Let me conclude. Tell your neighbor, the pastor is concluding. Or have gone home?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Now, Jesus, in closing, you know, Jesus said something that is wonderful. He said the disciples somewhere. My phone, my iPad is manifesting. An iPad can manifest. Eh?
Yeah.
I want to read the scripture for you. Are you here or have gone home? Let me find the scripture for you while my iPad is trying to shut down. Matthew chapter 10. Or maybe we can continue from this same verse. Let's continue. Mark chapter 6. Go back to Mark chapter 6. So, he said he could not do any mighty work. He could dare do no mighty work, save to he laid hands on a few. Who has changed my sound? Who has changed my sound? Please reduce the monitor. And laid hands on a few and healed them. Verse 6. Oh, I'm about to finish. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Not unbelief. Used to think this unbelief that he could heal them. It was not unbelief that he could heal them. It was unbelief in him. But now they wanted the healing. They knew that Jesus heals. But their issue was with him as a person. The issue they had was with him as a person. So, Alum Chitalo, can you heal? How do you know? Look at this. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about the villages, what? Teaching. Verse 11. We are going to verse 11. Continue, media, please. And he called unto him the 12. You remember, he could not do mighty works. Do you remember? He couldn't help them. Jesus himself could not do any miracle. Do you remember in verse 5? Now, all of a sudden, the Bible says that he called unto him the 12 and began to send them two by two and gave them power. You see, now for the people to receive, he's changing the person. Because they couldn't receive him. They couldn't receive him. Then because he could not do any miracle, he said, you come, Peter and everyone, I'm going to send you to the same places to go and do what miracle. Because when you don't receive the person, you can't receive the miracle from the person. And he began to send them two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits. You see that the power is still coming from him. Yet the power that was in him didn't work for the people. But he gave the disciples the same word, power. So, wishing to contain. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for the journey. Save the staff, what, continue. And he sent them, look. But his the short sandals and not two coats, continue. And he said unto them, listen, I want you to read this place, this part, and the next verse for yourself. 1, 2, 3, go. We are done. Next. Verse 11. Focus. Receive who? Who? God? 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 Receive who? The one he sent. Whosoever shall not receive you. Read. Continues to say, I'm done preaching. He says, but if they receive you, and he says, if they receive you, to welcome and go to the next one. Go to the next one. And if the disciples went out telling everyone they meant repentance sins. So I wanted us to read the one in Matthew. It says that if the people receive you, the one in Matthew. He says, leave your blessing there. The condition of leaving the blessing was they were supposed to receive them. And he said that if they do not receive you, shake your dust and leave. There are many times you have come for prayer in front. All you left was dust. You left with dust. There are many times you took offering and put it in the basket and you got what? Dust. There are many times you were called by name and surname and prophesied to, and at the end it turned into what? Dust. Because the one who was prophesying, even though he was prophesying, you didn't receive him. You cannot receive the spirit and the solution that the person is carrying without receiving the person. Stand on your feet. I'm introducing you to something. You see, the church is under attack, and most Christians don't see it. A lot of people have become suspicious of pastors. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Most of us are suspicious of pastors. We are always looking for something, isn't it? And have you noticed that we are quick to believe anything that is said about pastors? We don't need evidence. Once someone says it, you say, I knew it. I just had a feeling now I'm inside him. There's something wrong. His surname cannot be Mamba. And I'm going to be Nyoga. You say, who is that? It's your neighbor. Ask your neighbor. Why is Satan doing that? Satan knows that if he starts a story, if he starts a thing about, not just me, don't focus on me. I'm not preaching this sermon specifically about me. I'm preaching about men of God. I'm preaching about pastors. Specifically, I'm preaching about prophets. You see, the prophetic is needed. Moses was a prophet. Just imagine if David was a prophet. Just imagine if Isaiah was a prophet. Just imagine if you cut them out. What will... Jesus himself was a prophet. But you see that the church is under attack. People come to church and live with nothing. I know you live with nothing because you are suspicious. You are worried. You are in church, but you are worried. You are careful. Fanane kuti uke wajola nemuntu who has been hurt a lot. Ukile wajola nemuntu onjalo. You have not dated such a person. Someone who has really been hurt. And uhlala akatsile emeso. Ma uthi hey, so and so. I know this. You have not called me for 3 days. Are you leaving me? Who's like that? Yes. When you say I love you, ask what do you want? When you say you look beautiful this morning, I saw Funan. Yes. When you are nice to the person will say, what about nice gangaga? As a chelumgan, akasimgan, nenginga la. Timothy and Solis. That's going in for a deal. He told him, Sangalama flower, Namkumeti gift, and I see Pepe Yami. Let him feel full of Maria soul. Nini, Timothy, you have brought him. Sit down, Timothy. So tell me, Timothy, where did you get the man? I know you. You are not like this. Something is wrong, Timothy. That is how we have become with God. God has turned into Timothy. The church has turned into Timothy. I want us to pray for ourselves. Ah, Kila Baba Yasa. Lord, help us. Our hearts have been turned against your servants. The Bible says that he will return the hearts of the children to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers to the children. Lord, turn our hearts back to you. You have given us vessels in this country. You have given us vessels for our generation. Lord, whatever that the enemy is planning to do, it shall not succeed. We spoil his plan. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for yourself. There will be an outbreak of miracles in this church when we move in honor. Your job will come like it has never evaded you before. Your wedding will come. You will be surprised that is it you who's getting married after all the prayers. Your promotion will come in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray for a minute. Ingali Sanda, God help us. Help us, Lord. I just want to pray for a few people before I do an altar call. If you have ever fought a pastor before, or a man of God had arguments, messages, and a fight, I want you to come forward. I want to pray for you. If you have ever fought with a pastor or a man of God or whoever, messages up and down, come forward. I want to pray for you. There are more of you. Come. I'm sure. Maybe you're forgotten. Come. I want you. I want to pray with you. Jesus. I didn't say if you have ever fought with me, with a pastor, a man of God, whether your reason was valid or not, I want to pray for you. Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your blessing. Now, if you are in the congregation, this group that I'm mentioning, I don't want you to come forward. I want you just to place your hand on your head. If you have said very bad comments about pastors in your own, with your friends or wherever, I want you to place your hand on your head. Place it on your head. I want to pray for you to have mercy. Because it can happen that where you are, there's no miracle you are going to receive. And you'll be shocked why. Place your hand on your head. The people in front, put your hand on your head. I want to pray for you for mercy. Heavenly Father, here are your children who have come before your presence. I pray, Lord, that your mercy may be upon them. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, that the spirit of honor may rest upon them. They did it out of ignorance. They made comments out of ignorance. They fought, not knowing that a spirit of dishonor is entering them that will make them not to receive anything in their lives. Father, I pray that whatever curse that followed them after that, let this curse be lifted up. Let this curse be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I also turn the hearts of the children back to their fathers, and the hearts of the fathers and back to their children. Let those who are seeking solutions go back to their solutions. Let them receive divine blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may go. Let's all close our eyes. I want to give people an opportunity to be born again. Let's close our eyes. We have come to the end of the service. Quickly close your eyes and bow your head. If you are here, you are not born again. You are not sure that if you die today, you will go to heaven or hell. You know, we have been celebrating Easter. And you are also celebrating Easter. But you are not sure that if you die today, are you going to heaven or hell? And you want to be sure. You are here, you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you want to have a relationship with him from today. Or maybe you are here, you want your sins to be forgiven. I want you to raise your right hand. Raise your right hand wherever you are. You are not sure if you die,
you go to heaven or hell and you want to be sure, raise your right hand. Don't be afraid. Raise your right hand. Mangabo phansi sandla sakho. Ngifuna utela kimi. Ngifuna ukuthandaza nawe. Come forward. Let's clap our hands for them. Come forward. Let's pray. Lift up your hands, church. I want you to follow. Say, dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father,
I come to you today.
I come to you today.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Father, you know my sins.
Father, you know my sins.
The ones that I've committed in public and in secret.
The ones that I've committed in public and in secret.
Today I ask you.
Today I ask you
to forgive me for all of my sins.
To forgive me for all of my sins.
I believe with all of my heart. Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That He is the Savior of my life.
That He is the Savior of my life.
From today.
From today.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Father, please write my name.
Father, please write my name.
My name is, say your name.
My name is Nati.
Please write this name.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.